You're now tuned in to Sheriff Says
Sup.
Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
What's up, everybody? You're listening to Sheriff Says What's Up, and that's what's up. I just want to start the show off with saying thank you to everybody who's been supporting me recently. Your support is everything to me, and so I just like to say thank you. I feel like I don't say that enough, so there you go, I said it. I've recently been collecting donations on the fly whenever I can in my downtime, because right now I've got a lot going on. It's been raining here a lot recently in Juneau, and so I've been trying to get a lot of hiking done while I still can, while we still have some type of summer, or should I just say sunny days, because once the snow comes here, it's just going to be not so fun to go outside anymore. And I feel like because of a lot of the things that have been going on, like me being sick, I've kind of missed quite a few sunny days out here. You know, I got anxiety pretty bad sometimes, so it isn't always optimal for me to go outside. But anyways, moving on. I don't know, I just love it out here in Alaska. It's amazing. It's beautiful out here. The hiking is really something else. If you guys have never been to Alaska, you should probably book a trip sometime soon. If you think Japan is nuts, just wait till you get out here and meet the people out here. It's a whole different world, I'll tell you what. You know, the guy, Mr. Seward, that was the person who was pushing for the purchase of Alaska, he got made fun of a lot for it. And they called this just a big ice box and blah, 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 blah. But it is so beautiful out here. It's nothing like the lower 48. It really isn't. It's just like this whole fantasy land out here. I can't really describe it. It's just, it's beautiful to look at. It's amazing to walk through. And the wildlife is just something else to experience. It really is. Where the wild things are, I'll tell you what. We're gonna jump onto a different subject here, because I've been seeing what Trump has been talking about recently on his Twitter. And no, I'm still not gonna follow him, because, you know, I'm not gonna give in to that. Like, forget that. You know, I'm not going to support him on his mission to do whatever it is he thinks he's gonna do. It's so stupid. Because, you know, I get it. He's building a wall and things like that. But really, it's a fence. Like, stop calling it a wall already. It's not a wall. It's a fence. And it's only like 18 feet high in the air. That's it. So it's like, whatever, dude. Sure. Okay, sure. That's like what? 1, 2, 3. That's like 3.5 people high. Depending on how tall the person or short the person is. But I'm just gonna end it on that. What I'm trying to say is that they keep deflecting what they're saying about, you know, oh, it's a witch hunt, it's a witch hunt. They keep deflecting with that. And or they'll say, oh, you know, it's wrong to try and impeach Trump. Okay, yeah, sure, it is. Because you don't have enough proof sitting there in front of you to say, you know what, this is enough for an impeachment. If you don't have the proof, like, if the glove don't fit, you can't convict. You must acquit. And whenever he talks about, like, for example, there's no collusion. And this recent one, There's no quid pro quo. And it's like, dude, that's so irrelevant. The argument over that is so irrelevant, which makes it seem staged, 100% staged. And Obama was a Democrat. John McCain was a rhino, which is Republican in name only, which is a Democrat. And Trump is a rhino, Republican in name only, which is a Democrat. And whenever he was in the debates and all that, they were asking him, you know what? You are a lifelong Democrat, and now you're just all of a sudden a... Now, they didn't say it exactly like this, but they're saying, like, all of a sudden you're a Republican. How do we know that you're going to hold Republican beliefs whenever you're in office? How do we know that you'll uphold that? He's like, I will. Oh, yeah, because that's really believable. That's a really solid explanation, Trump. I don't understand, like, the nerve of this guy in office. And, you know, and he blames everybody else. It's just like Obama. It's like, it's the same stupid crap every single president, and I'm tired of it. And that's the whole reason I'm running, because I'm tired of going through the same presidential spiel every 4 to 8 years. I can't stand it anymore, dude. I can't stand it. A guy gets in office, then he gets up there, and then he walks all over you and acts as if you're stupid and, you know, says, oh, amazingly wonderful things like Reagan. Like Reagan, for example. Everybody was so, oh my God, Reaganomics. Reaganomics, oh, he's so great, and he said this, and he said that. Like, forget what he's saying. I'm talking about what the dude is doing. Like, are you stupid? Like, were you never taught to look at what somebody does rather versus, like, what they say? Because you can get up there and you can say anything, but what your actions are, if they contradict what you're speaking, well, then what does that make you look like? Oh, yeah, that's right. That makes you a liar. A liar. Yes, that's what it is. A liar. Yeah. So, if you're going to get up there and you're going to lie, then why are you wasting our time being in office? For real. That's why I call for Donald Trump to step down already. Like, just step down. You know, if we're going to listen to a liar, like, let it be Mike. He sat there on the sidelines as vice president and not said anything. You never hear from Mike Pence hardly ever on anything, you know? And I'm not knocking him at all. Okay, yes, I kind of am. But all I'm trying to say is that let's see what he's about. Like, you picked him as vice president. Let's see what he's all about. Because you're obviously not getting the job done. Give it to somebody else who might or might not do it. I don't get it, dude. I don't understand how they can sit there and assume that the masses are so dumb. And then send people after me and people like me to get information about us. Like, just stop, dude. Like, just stop. You can call me delusional all you want, and I don't care, because it's not true. Now, I'm not saying that, hey, come and call me delusional. No, you need to just stop. Leave me alone. I'm so sick of this crap as it is already. I'm so tired right now, it's not even funny. And it's because every single day, I'm having to deal with just another shade of this bee crap. All of y'all just buzzing around me like mosquitoes. You're not preparing me for this already. You're not, dude. All you're doing is harassing me, and what you're doing is against the law, dude. It's becoming ridiculous. Like, you don't show any support. You don't have nothing positive to say. You're not contributing anything. And so for you guys to sit there and think that, oh yeah, oh, he thinks that, oh, he's not gonna deal with this in office? No, I know I'm gonna deal with it in office. The deal is that I'm not gonna put up with it. See, that's what y'all little trolls don't understand. I will not put up with this crap. I won't do it, man. And keep in mind that this is punishable up to a $10,000 fine and a whole year in jail. If that's what you wanna do, then by all means, what's stopping you? Because it's not gonna stop me from pressing charges. It's not gonna stop me from filing. It won't. But you guys think that you can get away with it because you got little anonymous accounts and this and that. Do you know how many times that anonymous people have been exposed? What do you think your notanonymous.com was all about? It was about people who thought they were anonymous and then turned around and got exposed. Not trolled, exposed. And you types don't like that. Because then guess what? Now all of a sudden, you have no, you know, credibility. You don't. You really don't. It's funny because people use my name for all sorts of crap to try to boost their credibility, to try to, You know, it's street cred. That's all it. That's all it comes down to is street cred. Street cred is worthless. Worthless. It may be worth something to you, but you think the person that you're trying to impress, you think it's worth anything to them? No, it's really not. It's really not. It's sad and pathetic that anybody would try to do something like that. You know? I've had so many people try to get me on their podcasts. So many people try to get me on their news shows. Like, it got so bad that Inside Edition, like they wanted me on their show so bad, like, they bum-rushed me. Wow. Okay, cool. All right, cool. Did they get the interview they wanted? No. They broadcasted it for a week, and then they had to take it down. We're not going to get into the details about that, but it's just really funny how people who try to boost their credibility by having certain people like me on their syndicated network of just lies and bullcrap and trying to make somebody look bad, whatever, it just makes them look bad for even stooping to that level. It's just sad the way it works out for them, because it doesn't work out for them well at all. And you can try and warn these people all you want, but they will not learn. They won't learn from that. What it takes for them to finally learn is whenever they actually get busted doing it. You know, and I try to tell these people, like, just stop. But when they don't, and they have to face the music, that's whenever it gets real, real funny for people like me who have been sitting through all their bullcrap, watching them, warning them, telling them, dude, I'm tired of your crap. Like, you're going to eventually make me snap, and it's not going to be in some school shooter kind of way like you're anticipating. I don't go postal. I go and do the right thing. You understand me? I do what's going to hurt you the most in the longest way possible. You know how they say, hidden where it counts in their wallet? Yeah, see, I'm not worried about their wallet. I'm worried about... Actually, I'm not even worried at all. Because once I file a report or an affidavit or anything like that, it's now on record. It's now documented. You can keep it up. But what's going to happen is going to be my heaven and your hell, buddy. You can sit there and you can say the good book is this and that, get it out of schools and churches, and, you know, we need to get rid of the Bible. Oh, yeah? Well, then why do you go to church? Why do I see you going to church? You know, I probably go to church a lot less than you, but that's because I live with the good word, you know? My body is my temple, and that's what's up, man.